Connects Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a surprise announcement last night, President Biden pardoned his son Hunter, the president accusing his political opponents of trying to break Hunter Biden, the president saying in trying to do that, they've tried to break him as well. President-elect Donald Trump announcing he plans to fire FBI Director Christopher Wray and will appoint loyalist Kash Patel to the position. Heavy snow as millions drive home from Thanksgiving, alerts in seven different states, including parts of western New York. ABC's Trevor Ault is there.
In Watertown, New York, off Lake Ontario, more than 3 feet of snow fell, with drivers stranded along I-81. Plows working to keep road conditions safe. The Buffalo Bills stadium packed with snow.
Still chipping away, though.
Fans digging out their seats and plows working to clear the field before kickoff.
The Israeli government reporting that American-Israeli hostage Omar Natria was among those killed in the Hamas attack last year on October 7th. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party is now vying to lead it on the national scale. Ben Wickler announced he's running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. He's been the chair of WisDems for 5 years. In that time, he's raised more than $200 million, believed to be the most of any chair of a state party. He faces a crowded competition, which includes the head of Minnesota Democrats, a former Maryland governor, and a New York State senator. Meanwhile, crime victims in Dane County would have more access to information about their offenders under a new proposal. Two county supervisors have introduced a resolution to partner with a company called Victim Notification and Information Every Day. People will be able to log on to one system to see updates on their court case, status of their offender, like whether they're in custody and where, and resources. Deputies already give victims this information directly. They get it from an automated system, and then they have to pass it along to the victims. Sheriff Calvin Barrett says through this system, victims wouldn't have to rely on law enforcement for updates. Instead, they'd have all that information at their fingertips and would get automatic alerts. The program would cost about $300,000. This year, 3,000 people across Dane County were signed up for victim notifications. And a federal civil rights complaint has been filed against the Waukesha School District, joining a growing number of districts statewide facing filings because advocates say their policies harm queer students. Stuart J. Wattles reports.
LGBTQ plus advocacy groups Fair Wisconsin and G-Safe made the filing. It's in response to policy changes in the district that mandate pronoun use consistent with students' birth sex. The lawsuit alleges violations of Title IX. The complaint filed with the Department of Education and the Office for Civil Rights claims the changes create a hostile environment for transgender and non-binary students.
This is the sixth complaint that's been filed across Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks to play the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks getting ready to host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night. The Bucks now with a winning record of 10-9 after beating the Wizards over the weekend, 124-114. The Bucks have won six games in a row. Women's college volleyball tournament's getting underway later this week at the UW Fieldhouse in Madison. The Wisconsin women's team playing Thursday night around 7 against Fairfield in the first round. Marquette learned their women's team will face Florida Gulf Coast in Salt Lake City, Utah this Thursday at 5:30. NFL Packers defensive back Jair Alexander back on the practice field after missing the past couple of games with a torn PCL in his right knee. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs still in the concussion protocol. Tight end Tucker Kraft on facing the Lions Thursday night inside Ford Field in Detroit.
You know, Ford Field gets loud. Big rectangle that place is. And then, that's a place where the atmosphere thrives.
That's the Packers' Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 29. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, breezy with light snow and a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, You need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I won't pretend to speak for the entire caucus, but I will say, way to go, Joe. Let me be the first one to congratulate the president for deciding to do this, because at the end of the day, we know that we have a 34-count convicted felon that is about to walk into the White House. So for anyone that wants to clutch their pearls now because he decided that he was going to pardon his son, I would say take a look in the mirror, because we also know that when it comes to this cabinet has more people accused of sexual assault than any incoming cabinet probably ever in the history of America. So we are living in unprecedented times, and we know that this was completely political. As someone who serves on the oversight committee, this was gamesmanship the entire time. And we,
yeah, that's how we're starting this resistance with Jasmine Crockett. Yeah,
we're live today.
Go on, Dark Joe, or Dark Brandon. Pardon me. Yeah, I need some more of that Dark Brandon energy. Let's go. What else should we do, Jody? What's come on? Come on. Merrick Garland. Let's get some done. Pat the Supreme Court. Let's go. Yeah.
Allison Gill has a thing or two about
I don't care. She I will take her on. That tattooed little minx. Okay. Hi. Hey. How was everybody's Thanksgiving?
We're live.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Hi. Okay. We have both determined, Chris and I, that everyone that is saying anything about Joe Biden pardoning Hunter can go themselves with both the ice planet Hoth
and the forest planet of Endor.
Yeah, because it's almost Christmas and there are pointy trees involved, and also there'd be Ewoks clawing their way out of your colon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how you can yourself. Wow.
Yeah.
Really? Really? Anybody on our side? Oh, my God.
Who on our side? I haven't seen
seriously.
Anybody on our side say that it was a bad...
Stop with the pearl clutching and the bedwetting. Oh, I'll tell you where. You know what happened? I made a mistake twice over the holidays.
Uh-oh.
So you know I never miss my Nicole Wallace.
Right.
So I have the channel, but so I turned it on over the holidays once, and Morning Joe was on because I had it on, and I was like, oh!
Why?
And then that happened again this morning because I turned it... back for
don't
the weekend to watch my Ellie Velshi and my Jen Psaki and my weekend show, and I didn't realize that's where bedwetting, pearl clutching.
Ellie Velshi?
No, not Ellie. No, I'm talking about the people. It was Morning Joe this morning before I could lunge to change the channel. Thank you, Joyce Vance. There is not a legal expert worth their salt that thinks Hunter would ever have been charged with this crap if he were not Joe Biden's son. Give me a break, right? Somebody suffering from addiction that paid back the taxes, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ridiculous gun charge that no right winger would ever want anybody charged with, right? Ugh, don't even get me started. Anyway, yay, Dark Brandon. Let's go. Arm it up, Ukraine. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
That's Operation Dark Brandon.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We only got
a couple months. We need more of that. We really need more of that.
We
need him to break stuff as he leaves the White House.
Yes.
Do FBI background checks.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? He just appointed Jared Kushner's corrupt father, who he pardoned, to be ambassador of France. And we're having anyone go, oh, tisk, tisk. You know, now what's Trump going to do? What, are you kidding me? You think he needed a Hunter pardon to pardon all the J? He was 2 seconds on the pardon all the J6. Like there's any equivalency between Hunter Biden and people that beat a cop half to death at the Capitol.
Right.
Pardon me. Sorry, go ahead. Hi, Jody.
Hello.
Oh, I don't know if you noticed that this show has also had an autocratic overthrow. I was here when you were on vacation in the patriarchy with Chris and Lonnie, and they both voted for Brave. I voted for Fighter, and now I'm just overthrowing my own government, and I'm going back to fight. Brave's a little too, I mean, we do have to be brave. It's a little too mellow for me. If we stuck right here in this angry for a little while. Okay. Anyway, oh, you'd like to know who? Yes, Charlie Sykes.
How many theme songs has this show had?
A lot.
A bunch. These political cycles have been menopause again.
When we first started in 2004,
We're
not going to take it.
Yeah.
And then we went to... Walking on Sunshine.
Yes,
Obama.
After Obama got it. Yeah.
And then that, we had that for 8 years.
Yeah.
And then...
Fight song. Yeah.
Okay.
And then that made us too sad. It was too Hillary. Then we went to Freedom because the president... Kamala Harris. And then what?
Then Brave.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And now Fighter.
Right.
I might not be done.
I think you've used Fighter before because someone put that together.
Yeah, I did. We did it for a minute.
Okay.
All right. Listen, so yes, Charlie Sykes, there's one on MSNBC, said a smart person texted him saying Trump probably can't believe his own dumb luck at this point. Are you kidding me? Donald Trump is a career criminal. He's a 34-count convicted felon. And you're like, oh, he's now Donald Trump's going to go crazy. He pardoned
Steve Bannon.
He's pardoned everybody so they can go. It's the next criminal that he's going to appoint.
It's very silent.
Yeah, I had to go, oh, is Jared's dad out of jail? Chris Christie put him, oh, good, so he can be ambassador to France. You know what? He ought to make Hunter ambassador to France for 2 months just to F with them. I think I stole that from Dan Savage. But he's got... I am all for operation with them as much as possible for 2 months. Joe Walsh, you were correct. Turned on me. Stung me. Like the scorpion that he is.
When it came to this.
I was trying to warn you.
No, he's right about a lot of stuff. Are you kidding me?
I don't understand everybody's anger. I don't get it.
I don't either. That's ridiculous.
Chris
Elizalde.
He can go F himself, too, with the ice planet.
John Chait, who I normally love, said, he chose to put his own feelings over the defense of his country.
What?
How is Hunter Biden a threat to the defense of the United States? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bedwetters.
Bakari Sellers, thank you. Dismissed the moral panic. Pointed out that Trump doesn't need the Hunter pardon to permit any of his actions. Thank you. And he pardons people so they can start criming again with him. Oh my God, I can't. I'm getting a little woozy already. I just came out of both barrels on a Thanksgiving holiday. Yeah.
Our party is filled
with
bad weapons.
Oh, Captain Crazy Eyes Cash Patel is head of the FBI. How about that? Oh, we have a long weekend. It's a lot, right?
Several prominent Republicans who have a say in the matter said that Cash Patel doesn't belong.
He does not.
Oh, my God. Do you need any more evidence that he's totally going to weaponize? You know what I was thinking? They'll probably arrest Hunter Biden again.
For nothing.
Based on nothing, right?
Yeah.
When they're arresting Joe Biden for something. He's also on record as saying we will prosecute all of the people who helped Joe Biden cheat in 2020.
What?
This is what I keep saying about you're not going to need crimes or evidence in Trump 2.0. By the way, did you see we had a record-breaking everything over the holidays?
Box office,
travel, everything. But nobody, 3 weeks ago, no one had money for eggs or anything. Okay. You know I'm in a mood when I've written handwritten notes
in addition to every tweet
and thread and blue sky ever written.
You've killed a few forests today.
Yes.
I try to limit it
as much as I can.
I can tell you exactly why. Well, first of all, it's not just the bending the knee to Trump that Morning Joe's lost half their viewers. It's beating up on Democrats. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to see people. We're already depressed about the election. This is what happened when someone I tuned in inadvertently Morning Show over the holiday. Mm-hmm. And literally in time for him to blame the whole election on, oh, people are running away from Democratic elites. I mean, oh, give me a... You know who's a Democratic elite? You and Mika. You know who was not born a Democratic elite? Kamala Harris, who worked at McDonald's and whose family couldn't afford a house till she was in high school. Tim Walz, who's a coach and a teacher. Oh, my God. I got to listen to Randy Rhodes, who is the most talented communicator on our side.
Yes, we need more Randy Rhodes.
I caught up on her podcast. One of the smartest people I've ever met. She didn't go to college. Who are you calling Democratic elites, snooty elites that are looking down on you? Kamala Harris didn't talk down to anybody. Tim Walz didn't talk down to anybody. I'm so sick of this. I don't even know what to call it. See, this is what, right. Oh. Yes. Thank you. Who talks down to people more than Donald Trump, as I keep saying? Yeah. He's name-called every single person and group just about in this country, and not just liberals he doesn't like. Republicans he doesn't like. Mm-hmm. He's a billionaire. So is Elon Musk. Like, how are...
No, okay. He says he's a billionaire.
Well, he's got a lot of money.
Right.
He has access to money.
That's the thing I can't get my head around, Chris. 2016, you can blame Mark Burnett and go, there's this myth. But who that's been that has one functioning brain cell does not know this guy's been bankrupt how many times?
Right.
How in the first place did you think? And then you have, as Exhibit B, he crashed our economy. He had the worst presidency in history. We had the worst COVID outcomes in the world. He crashed the economy. Biden had to fix everything, which he did. Oh, my God, now.
And now they're going to
And now
up
a
again.
Warning? All the headlines.
Now a warning?
With inflation easing, Trump's tariffs. So tariffs. Thanks, mainstream media, for reporting that story. Now. Anyway, where was I?
I have no idea. You're just bouncing around like a Super Bowl in a small room.
How much coffee have you had today?
What is going on with you?
I had a few days off.
You have a bunch stuck in your craw.
Anyway, how could you possibly think that he would help the economy now? You are an idiot if you voted for him this time. I'm sorry. Honestly, how much worse could he have made the economy? On top of, he did the same thing he did to all of his businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I have anything else? Okay.
Is your car empty?
I have more thoughts.
Okay. No, I guess not then.
You know what? My first executive order, my next executive order will be to rename this the United States of Mark Elias.
Donald Trump and the cynics want us to believe that he is all powerful and that if you fight back, you will lose. He wants you to believe that if you fight back, you may face danger. And he wants you to believe that if you fight back, it won't matter because he is in control of everything. And it is not true. It is time for us to build not a resistance, but an opposition, something that is durable, something that will last for 4 years and beyond. And we need to build that opposition now. And we need to all gird ourselves for the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, here it is. Yeah.
Oh.
Laughocracy tweets, the duration of time between no one can afford eggs or bacon anymore and Black Friday supporters spent a record $10.8 billion online was about a month. America, land of the shopping spree, home of the depraved. Also, record travel ever, ever.
Mm-hmm.
80 million people that didn't have money for eggs 3 weeks ago. Okay. We have Rude Pundit, who is very rude this morning. Exactly what I need, and Allison Gill. Oh, I saved Adam Schiff audio for her.
She had a lovely rant on her show on the Daily Beans over the weekend.
Oh, did she?
About Merrick Garland.
What is she? Is she off the train too?
No.
Oh. All right.
We'll find out.
No,
in hour three.
I hadn't heard that. We'll play it. But I'd heard that over the weekend as well. That He made an interesting point, Adam Schiff. He said he thought it was another grave error by the Justice Department to, what do? Dismiss with prejudice, which means you can bring it later. Without prejudice,
mm-hmm.
Pardon. Yeah. But anyway, it's an interesting legal take, and I'll explain why. He said, Jack Smith was obviously going on advice from the DOJ, but he thinks it was a serious mistake. Because then the status quo is there's no charges, and I don't know, we'll explain the legalese anyway. We'll get into all mm-hmm. that. Why are you staring at me like that?
Do you want me to not look at you when you're talking?
I asked her whether she was team fighter or team brave, and she's like, I don't care. She's like you in the whole Angelina Jolie fight. She's team, I don't give a...
Right.
Fine. Okay. Fine. See, this is why I had to make an autocratic decision.
That was 12 years ago. I really don't care
I will
now.
Always be team Jen.
All right.
I met Angelina. She's so pretty.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
She's really, really pretty. Yes.
She's in a new movie about Maria
they're both
Callas.
Pretty. She is.
Don't fight. They're both pretty.
They both are.
All right. 1937.
They're both very nice ladies.
If I met Angelina Jolie and had any kind of shot, I would switch team Angelina so fast. You're kind of woo. 19, you know she's bi. Okay, 19. Wow, 19 minutes after the hour. This
morning. She also has 6 kids.
Yeah, that's a bit of a
okay
lot of,
then.
Buzzkill. All right, 20 minutes. Is it time for Brad to take them? Okay.
Oh, I think they're still fighting.
I
over
think
that.
They're still fighting.
Oh,
over
good.
That. The kids
good.
Will be in their 30s
so
before
yeah.
that.
So there's
just
a chance
I can surreptitiously help him. I'll be like, oh, honey, that's terrible. Did he get all? He got all of them. Oops. Okay, 20 minutes.
You're terrible.
Awful. Welcome to Donald Trump's America.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. See, Jody knows when to take a stand.
Yeah.
When it's important.
She knows what's 20, what.
Yeah, and who's who. Right. 20 years ago, she's like, yes, please, Credo Mobile.
Yep.
OG sexy liberal company.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She doesn't like it when I look at her. She doesn't like it when I don't look at her. I don't know what to
feel
do
free
anymore.
To expound if you like.
It's an excellent company.
You asked a yes or no question.
Right.
I feel like I'm Regis and she's Kathy Lee. Remember when Kathy Lee had a period where she was just like, yep.
I don't remember that. When was this?
Not a long time ago. Okay. Why? Is my brain stuck in 1993? Yeah, okay. This portion is brought to you by Credo because they are the only progressive phone company in America. Mm-hmm. What better time to stand up for your values and to stand with all of these progressive nonprofits that they give money to? They're going to need our help more than ever. Reproductive freedom for all, Planned Parenthood, on and on. You get the largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Come on. Let's go. CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. CredoMobile.com. Type in STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Stephanie Miller.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need Simply Safe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new Simply Safe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with Simply Safe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitor agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like Simply Safe.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller Show. Rude Pundit coming up bottom of the hour. Karen in Chicago. Happy Thanksgiving hangover. Hello.
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving. And Stephanie, in this new era, you can never take any days off ever.
Oh, okay.
We need you.
Making a note of this.
We need.
Okay. All right.
Please make a note of it.
Let me just say, though, you know, it's laughable, these people that are, you know, clutching their pearls over President Biden pardoning his son. You know, the same people that are talking about how the weaponization of the DOJ by President Biden, you know, when, I mean, his son was prosecuted and convicted, where he was investigated, you know, for classified documents. And then, you know, but yet the DOJ never investigated Kushner for his $2 billion from the Saudi government.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's a joke.
I'm just saying, Attorney General Glenn Kirshner could get a lot done in two months.
That's right.
Yes, he could.
All I'm saying.
Yeah, but, you know, then you have Donald Trump promising retribution. Project 2025, taking away the independence of the DOJ. He's going to pardon the J6.
Of course he
convict.
Is. Oh, he didn't need the stupid Hunter Biden pardon. No. He was going to do that anyway, please. I am with a rude pundit who said, oh, off. Everyone who's clutching their pearls over Biden pardoning his son, MAGA mother, including the incoming president, mocked his drug addiction, showed his in Congress, wrecked his life. As Biden said, in trying to break Hunter, they've tried to break me, so them. Use the power when you have it. It's a lesson all Democrats could learn. It's a lesson Biden should have used all along. I agree, rudeness, and said in the rudest way possible.
That's right.
This is the easiest guess the quote
okay,
ever.
Okay, let's do it.
Do you need to stretch first?
No, I think I can do it. I can handle it.
No reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong.
Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, my God, no, it says
my
right
son.
In there. President Biden. He says
it could have been Jill Biden, but it was one of the two.
I do not understand.
It's a good thing he's pretty.
I'm just not good at this.
God did make him pretty. Robert Reich said, never forget this. The forces undermining our democracy, rigging our economy, polluting our planet, and stoking hatred are counting on you to give up. Cynicism is how they win. I am optimistic about defeating cynicism.
Huh?
Huh? Rude Pundit next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An update on that bizarre story where people were accidentally given pizza laced with THC. It happened back in October in Stoughton. Turns out a staff member from Famous Yeti's Pizza was cooking in a shared industrial kitchen where people have their own separate kitchen rooms. When they ran out of cooking oil, they went searching for some from one of their neighbors. They grabbed what they thought was cooking oil, but was clearly labeled THC oil. They just didn't see that label. The oil was completely legal, by the way. All this is according to Public Health Madison Dane County. Officials said they started to put together what happened when someone who had to go to the hospital said it felt like they'd eaten an edible. A new report from health officials says at least 85 people had symptoms and more than 30 had to seek medical attention. At first, they thought it only affected pizza, but now they know the THC made it into sandwiches and cheese bread, too. And Wisconsin is near the top of the list for dam failures in the past 20 years. Lisa Hale has more.
A recent report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state ranks second in the United States for dam failures over the past 20 years. The study also found that dam failures have been occurring more frequently in recent years, leading researchers to believe that extreme weather caused by climate change could be contributing to the failures, as well as an overall aging infrastructure. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources distributes $4 million each year for dam maintenance, but experts say more funding is needed.
And a UW alumnus who wrote movies, musicals, and sketches for Johnny Carson has died. Marshall Brickman was in show business for decades. He was the head writer for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show in the 60s. He co-wrote movies with Woody Allen, including Annie Hall, for which they won an Oscar. He also wrote Jersey Boys, the Broadway musical. Brickman graduated from UW-Madison with degrees in science and music. He was 85. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 29, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, breezy with light snow and a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Need a new mattress? Choose Furlo over the other leading brands and save big, really big. Because, hey, nobody ever slept better for paying thousands more for basically the same mattress. Plus, with Furlo Mattress, you also get our exclusive lifetime comfort guarantee. Good for as long as you own your mattress. Comfort to comfort, dollars to dollars. Compare Furlo to the others, and it's obvious. You get more bed for your buck. Wake up. Sleep better. Furlo.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out about the Sugar River Pizza Company.
And we'll find out about Giving Tuesday from the Dane County Humane Society.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
PHMSA.gov.
I am relieved and thrilled that he did it. I think this was one of those cases that called out for clemency. Hunter Biden, first of all, would not have ever been prosecuted for the gun crime, but for his last name. Second of all, he was addicted, and that was a cause of his actions. He has now been sober for many years. And this is a time when it is really appropriate for a grant of clemency.
Thank you, Jill Winebanks. Rude Pundit has had an even more rude follow-up thread where he says, and for everyone saying Joe Biden lied about pardoning his son, Donald Trump was convicted by a jury of 34 felonies involving lying. He, not to mention that Daniel Dale is a blood spatter on the ceiling from his 20,000 lies just during his... Okay, sorry, I just added that. I was just editorializing. He owes hundreds of millions of dollars in judgments because he lied, so really, eat a huge bowl of shut the... Thank you. That is so rude.
Hey,
it's so true.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, Max,
remember to let a joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Oh, hi, Rudeness. Hi.
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. You were just coming out of the chute rude. But
Thank you.
That's all that you can one can say is off. Seriously? For anybody saying anything about, you know, Joe Biden pardoning his son when everyone knows this was a bull charge in the first place, right?
Yeah. And as Josh Marshall pointed out, it's like, it also, that would have meant that Hunter Biden would have been subjected to whatever Trump's DOJ would have wanted to do, since it was federal charges and federal prison. So, you know, what would have made you happy? For him to be shivved in prison by someone all hopped up on MAGA meth? I mean, they put a target on his back, and they made him into this enormous enemy to the American people. And so, you're going to get some MAGA guard there at whatever prison he's sent to, or jail. Stupid. I'm relieved that he pardoned Hunter Biden.
I'm like, let's hope this is a dark Brandon warm-up act.
Yes. He needs to break stuff on his way out.
I'm glad he's, you know, arming Ukraine to the teeth as much as he can, you know, at least strengthen their position at the negotiating table before, you know, Trump bends entirely over for Putin and just gives it to him for whatever. This is what
I wanted to see how far you were going to go with that.
I know.
Yeah.
I was looking at you.
You're going to bend over.
You're a bad influence. Okay.
And Vladimir would have slapped his ass a few times to get it nice and red because that's what he likes.
Okay. All right. Let's just move on to your piece, which is note to Democrats, we have to see you fight, even if it is in a losing cause. I mean, you know, I feel like we are in record time going to have a case of buyer's remorse here. We're already seeing it. You know, thanks, media, for reporting, by the way, on where did I have? I mean, so many people commented on this. True Madonna says, wow, media everywhere reporting about record sales on Black Friday and airing videos that show lines of people shopping too, a record holiday travel. And just a month ago, the media was reporting no one could afford gas and groceries and especially eggs. And
now airports are more crowded than they've been in years. I mean, it's. It was obvious just, you know, to hype it one way and now hype it another. And it just feels like everywhere you look, everyone is just bowing down before Trump, getting on his good side before he even gets into office.
I mean, that's why I appreciate. Can I just say, I want to see you be brave. Right, Jody?
Yes.
We should have stuck with that.
There you go. See?
No, but David Jolly, give me cut eight. You know, thank you for saying this on MSNBC.
Forgive me for saying this. You can't go to Mar-a-Lago.
Thank you.
You can't do it. It's going to get me in trouble. You can't do that. You have to hold Donald Trump accountable for being wrong. You have to hold all of his allies accountable for being wrong. Even if that means you're in a losing environment and you're threatening your own liberty and your own... You know, security as an American, you either believe that Donald Trump and Trumpism is wrong and is a threat to American democracy or you don't. That's the environment. It's hard.
Your piece was great as usual. You just said since the re-election of Trump, it's natural Democrats engage in some self-reflection. Of course, it's not like Republicans did that after Trump lost in 2020 and then tried to overthrow the election. But, you know, if you're a rational group of humans, you reassess after you lost, think about what you could do better. Perhaps you come up with some new ways to inspire voters. You said, you know what you don't do? You don't cry uncle for an extended period of time while punching yourself in the face repeatedly. You don't decide that the real solution to your failure is to move the needle at the 2% it might have taken. taken to win, is to abandon your values and turn your back on the rhetoric you used throughout the campaign and about Trump and MAGA Republicans. You don't throw people and movements under the bus. You don't absolutely offer to offer a helping hand in any words of encouragement or praise for a man you declared a fascist and a Nazi and a criminal and a rapist whose return to power would mark the end of American democracy and would plunge the world into to chaos. And you say that's what a lot of, not just Democrats, but other, right, you know, who's the latest? Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg, you know, on and on, just kissing the ring.
Yeah. I mean, I almost can understand the corporate people doing it because, you know, they have to protect their billions.
I kind of like the elegant way the president of Mexico told him to himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
After you knew he was going to do this. The border's closed now. You're welcome. He's not even president. It's because of Biden. It's the Biden administration that's been working with Mexico.
And working in partnership with Mexico, not threatening Mexico, and not actually openly contemplating how much can we invade Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah,
You know,
but I mean, she in record time. Oh, doesn't it make you think, like, oh, can you? If we had a badass woman of color president, wouldn't that be something? Mm-hmm. But she just as elegantly as, you know, just the minute he put out his tweet, she's like, nope, you know, it's not what we said. I mean, literally, I said this, but this is in record time. He's taking credit now before he's even president for something that was already happening under the Biden administration, right?
Oh yeah, because you know, his warm orange glow is making it all better. It's healing us like, you know, ultraviolet rays on testicles.
Yeah, Kobe tweeted, Trump, Mexican president has agreed to effectively close the border. Mexican president, we reiterate that Mexico's position is not to close the border, but to build bridges between governments and between peoples. Yeah, Trump, Mexican president, what's her name, Claudia Sheinbaum, says Mexico will retaliate if Trump follows through with his proposed tariffs, a move her government warns could kill 400,000 U.S. jobs and drive up prices for U.S. consumers. So good for her. You know?
And by the way, can we just say the phrase close the border is so dead wrong? I mean, if you close the border to another country, sorry, you're not having that Cozumel honeymoon that you planned.
Right.
That's what it means to close the border. Nobody can travel either way. So to keep saying that is that in itself is a lie.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you, by the way, you just said Bernie Sanders has been extra odious, saying the election results were because Democrats abandoned working class people. Then you added, first of all, as I said, he signed every bill that the Biden administration passed that helped working class and took credit for it, which he always shows up to take credit. And then he always shows up to beat up Democrats when things don't go well for a second. Yeah. Right. He said, then you add in Democrats like rank opportunists Seth Moulton and Tom Suozzi blaming their party for refusing to condemn the extraordinarily rare occurrence of transgender girls playing in girls' sports in high school, with Suozzi saying the party was pandering to the far left. You just said what's really true. Trump won because people believed his falsehoods, not because he was telling any hard truths. You have to be willing to tell people who voted against you that they're wrong, not that you're wrong. Thank you, Rude. Great points.
Yeah. And you know, and I'm with Chris that that Biden needs to break stuff on his way out, that he needs to do all these things that he can and set things up and just try things. Try another executive order that gets rid of student debt. Try an executive order that offers amnesty to people who are here who applied for asylum. Just try it. See what happens. Punt.
Yeah. By the way, Aaron Rupar said, if you're beginning a tweet with Elon Musk is right, which Bernie did, Musk is literally part of the incoming administration and randomly threatening to prosecute Americans for opposing Trump, you'd be better off saying nothing at all. Yes, I'm talking about Bernie Sanders. I mean, let's not be helpful idiots to this fascist orange clown. Right.
Yeah. And we see it again and again with them saying, well, you know, this nominee is not quite as crazy as the others. So maybe I can support this one.
Right.
And it's like, no, just say you don't. Say this is a horrible administration putting horrible people in and that we shouldn't be bothering with praising them or getting on the Trump train.
Yeah. And by the way, as I keep saying, the disinformation isn't going to stop. It's going to be the gaslighting will be just like this. Like Trump closed the border. He's not even president yet. Right. See? Only he could fix it. No matter what happens, they're going to either blame Biden or he's going to take credit. So get ready.
Yeah. And when, and the same thing will happen when the tariffs tank the economy. You know, it'll be like, oh, that's because of other countries not paying their tariffs, which, of course, is not the way it works. And now we need to punish them even more. And it's just, or he'll blame Democrats for not supporting him. He'll blame Democratic consumers for not buying enough goods.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start. First of all, yeah, Elon Musk threatening private citizens is, wow. But Marty tweeted, Elon Musk says the price of fentanyl will rise sharply due to Trump's tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. Hey, Elon, drug smugglers do not pay tariffs.
Right.
This will not affect the price of fentanyl at all. Why do you think what do you think the drug cartels will do? Declare their shipments of illegal drugs at customs and pay their tariff? Good Lord, we're in for a long 4 years. I mean, right.
And by the way, the price of fentanyl is going up because of all that the Biden administration is doing to stop it from coming into the country. And it's becoming harder and harder to find. And
oh, don't forget, Trump's going to do an ad about how bad fentanyl is for you. And that's going to solve the whole crisis right there. Right. Yeah.
That's great.
Just Say No, have we? That's a brilliant. Apparently, it's bad for you.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's great. He'll get out there in front of his golden wall at Mar-a-Lago, wearing his tie that covers his penis, and just get out there with his two hands going, "Don't do fentanyl. It's bad for you. It's ruined many lives." We can see the Adderall under your nose.
Right, as Don Jr. rubs stuff on his gums next to him.
Yeah.
Why did no one report on that? He put his hand in his pocket and he rubbed something on his gums. Are you okay? All right. Yes. By the way, fun fact, Ken Delanian said the vast majority of fentanyl is smuggled into the U.S. by Americans at legal border crossings. How are Mexico and Canada supposed to stop that?
Yeah. And I think Mexico should make a big deal about, hey, you know where most of the cartels get their guns from?
Yeah,
they get them from the United States.
Thank you.
It's so freaking easy to get guns.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of the violence down there is because of Americans and Americans buying the drugs.
Yeah, yeah. But then when we get the big dumb ad about fentanyl's bad, it's so bad. People didn't know it's bad. Do you know nobody knows? Nobody knows.
Yeah. Nobody knew
it's bad for you. Did you know it's bad?
Yeah, I can't wait until somebody that is, you know, sitting in their living room in a shack watching the video on their phone as they're about to shoot up going, well, you know, I won't do it now because President Trump said.
By the way, in defense of Donald Trump, it does not take much to cover his penis, so...
I'm just talking about how long the tie is, not how short the penis is.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Good to know.
He has to get over his belly.
Right.
Yes. There we go. Okay. Yes. One last one.
He's got Spanx on. He's got like two layers of Spanx on under there.
Right. So according to Trump, the 25% tariff would not be implemented, or if implemented, will be removed once Mexico and Canada stop the flow of illegal immigrants and fentanyl into the U.S. Okay, this is going to be, first of all, this is going to be the stupidest election in our history, right? I can't even. Oh, by the way, one last tweet. Gas at the corner, $2.90 a gallon. Turkey, 99 cents a pound. Thanks, Joe. We're going to miss you. Break down those prices.
Yeah. And something I didn't put in that piece, because I put all these things that Biden should do, and something maybe I'll go back and edit. Biden should also be out there arresting some people that are going into Trump's administration. They should be getting out there, and when Elon Musk is making direct threats against people, arrest that MFer. And Alexander Vindman should be suing the pants off of
Just
Elon
accused
Musk.
Him of treason, and basically called for his execution. Yeah,
stating that he works for an oligarch in Russia, and it's like that's a statement of fact that's totally untrue, and it is meant to damage Alexander Vindman. It's like, I don't even understand why we're pretending that Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy have some kind of power, and they have no power.
Just don't you feel like this whole thing is a national security threat? Maybe Dark Brandon ought to use that immunity to just say.
I agree.
Yeah. Never mind this election.
Okay. If he's gonna break stuff, may as well break it all the way instead of showing up at the inauguration.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to the party for the end of democracy.
All right. Well, that was sunny. Thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do you want me to go further into Vlad and Donald have sex?
No.
We're entering the holiday season, Rude. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
His birthday is Christmas. So you don't want me to make a peppermint stick reference?
No.
No.
Goodbye.
He has a birthday.
Your candy cane. Yes.
Oh, happy birthday, Rude. Your birthday's on Thursday.
Happy birthday.
My birthday's on Thursday. Yes.
Aww. Happy birthday.
Yes. Bye.
I'm turning old.
All right. Goodbye. Love you. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Heat Holders. Yep. Okay, this is for anybody on your list, doesn't matter where you live. Because you know what? When I start my bike rides at like 8 a.m. morning, it's chilly. I need my Heat Holder socks. I got three levels of warmth, originals, lights, and ultralights, depending on what kind of, you know, cold you're facing. Yeah. Ooh, did you see back east? Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Lordy, where mama grew
Buffalo.
Up. Oh,
chilly.
Yes. That's what I recall.
They measured their snow in feet over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah. Did I mention how glad I live in L.A.? Oh, Lordy. Okay. They're the best socks in the world. I think you already know that. Perfect gifts for everybody in the family. They also make so much more. They've got the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves. How about blankets? So soft. Jackets, fleece, vests will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you, even if you're, you know, out there. People have to dig out their spot to watch a Bills game.
Yep.
That's not a good...
No.
Digging? There shouldn't be digging to get to your seat.
You need to dome that stadium.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Okay. Right now, if you go to heatholders.com this week through Cyber Monday today, use the code Miller25. You get free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. Go to heatholders.com and the number 25, Miller and the number 25, to save 25% through today, Cyber Monday, heatholders.com. That's Miller25.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello. Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select its new chair. The race for that role might just have a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is a potential candidate for chair of the DNC. A source close to Wickler said he is seriously considering running. One Democratic source characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the position. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 13th. A lot can happen between now and then, but this story will certainly be one to watch for Democratic politics in the state of Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the coziest of earths. I'm like in a cozy earth lasagna. Meaning that I have the cozy earth pajamas, I have the sheets, I have the duvet cover, I have the comforter.
Wow.
It's a lot of cozy.
Yeah.
And everybody loves getting something from Cozy Earth for the holidays. Cozy Earth helps you recreate just magic and transform your home into a sanctuary, a haven of calm amidst life's, you know,
ickiness.
The bamboo sheet set, ultimate in luxury, designed to be incredibly breathable. It keeps you several degrees cooler for a night of uninterrupted rest. With a durable weave guaranteed to last 10 years, it is a thoughtful gift everyone will love and use every day. And remember how much they love you. Love. The bamboo pajama sets are good for men, women. Everybody loves them. I had three different colors. I'm just saying I can't stop. If you want your gifts by Christmas, order by December 13th for free shipping. Expedited shipping is available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use that code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Okay. Dean Obadala, our buddy, our pal, said laughable listening to the same pundits who helped elect Trump tell us now what's wrong with the Democratic Party. Please stop. Stop already. Stop, for God's sakes, with the beating, punching yourselves in the face, as rude pundits
say. Why are you hitting yourself?
Yeah. Covey says, in a Trump's America, you might not be able to afford food or pay your bills, but sure, you'll be comforted with the thought that Cash Patel is launching the 357th investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Don't laugh, because that will happen. Ryan in California. Hello, Ryan.
Uh-oh.
Ryan, I can hear you breathing.
Yeah, I can hear him.
I can hear breathing. Okay. All right.
He set the phone down.
All right. Let's try the Home of Hope. Hello, Seth.
Hello. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
First, around Biden's pardon, I think it's wonderful.
Thank
because
you.
I also think Trump would have sent Hunter off to a work camp in Siberia.
Yep.
And so I'm glad that's not happening. But I'm really excited because I was watching Ben Wickler on TV all weekend, who's running for DNC chair, who was talking about getting into the red states, building an infrastructure, getting into rural areas, because if we don't, just like he did in Wisconsin, because if we don't do that, if you look at the map, we don't have a shot in hell at taking back the Senate because of where all the open seats are.
Yep.
So that he really gave me a lot of inspiration.
Hope is the word he's looking for.
Hopiness.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We have Allison Gill coming up next hour.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time, an all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.